person so all alone. Some mama's crying, some daddy's sad, when a kid goes bad. Makes you wonder what made him mad, when a kid goes bad. When a kid goes bad. When a Kid Goes Bad, that's from a 2002 release called The Last DJ, and that's from Tom Petty, and sad to learn of Tom's passing this week. It's been a tough week since I was with you last Sunday. Everything that happened in Las Vegas, still very painful to think about, and then losing Tom Petty as well. Certainly an icon in rock and roll music for sure. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You are listening to the Radio Bypass Podcast, and we're going to keep the rock cranking today. I got all kinds of different things for you. Next up, I'm going to play something from the Final Montrose record. It came out last week. Last Sunday, I played you a track that featured the original Montrose vocalist Sammy Hagar singing and Steve Lukather playing the lead guitar solo, because Ronnie Montrose did all the bed tracks. So all the guitars other than the solo that you hear are from when Ronnie was still alive and working to complete this record. But the guitar solo and the vocal is different guests on different tracks. So the one I'm going to play for you now, the record, by the way, is called 10 by 10. And the track I'm going to feature for you right now from the Montrose 10 by 10 release has Eric Martin from Mr. Big on lead vocals and Dave Menichetti from Y&T with the guitar solo. And this tune is called Heavy Traffic.
I'm
Stuck in Heavy Traffic. That's Montrose from his brand new release, 10x10. And I will keep featuring tracks from that release in the coming weeks. This is episode 35 of the Radio Bypass podcast. And we're going to keep things rolling now with some stuff that's going on in Chicago tonight. Saxon and UFO have been out on the road together, and they hit the Concord Music Hall in Chicago tonight. So I'm going to play some Saxon and some UFO, but also they have someone else in tow that's the opening band for the show, and that is a guy named Jared James Nichols, who actually is from Wisconsin. So he's out on this tour as the main opening act. So Jared James Nichols, if you haven't heard of him, you're going to hear him right now. In 2016, he put out a record called Old Glory and the Wild Revival. This is a tune called Crazy. Crazy. That's Jared James Nichols. And if you're in the Chicagoland area and you're heading out to that UFO concert tonight, make sure you get there early. I think doors open at 6, and I think Jared hits the stage about 6:30. So get there and check him out live if you're making it to the show tonight. And next up will be the next band up tonight on stage at the Concord Music Hall. This is Saxon, Dallas, 1 p.m. Saxon from 1980. Strong Arm of the Law was the album, and that's Dallas 1 p.m. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, keeping the rock rolling here on the Radio Bypass Podcast with the headline band that's playing tonight at the Concord Music Hall in Chicago. This is UFO with Chains, Chains. Innocent. That was an album that came out in 1981 from UFO, and you just heard Chains, Chains from that release. And UFO out on the road and in Chicago tonight at the Concord Music Hall. All right, we're going to keep the rock rolling now with something brand new with a Chicago connection. Marilyn Manson had a new record come out on Friday. It's called Heaven Upside Down. And Tyler Bates from Chicago, although he's lived in L.A. for a number of years now, once again teamed up with Marilyn Manson. Tyler wrote all the music for the new Manson record, just like he did on 2015's The Pale Emperor, and Tyler also produced it. So it just came out, like I said, on Friday. The album's called Heaven Upside Down. This is the title track.
I can hear the scream of trumpets, smell the ash and sulfur. Talons of battalions scratch at the sky like black feathers, scorpion eyes. Don't attract to what I want.
7, Upside Down. That's brand new Marilyn Manson music. And I mentioned Tyler Bates, our Chicago guitar hero, writing the music and producing that Marilyn Manson record. But Tyler also appears on the record. That's his guitar playing that you hear on the new Marilyn Manson album. And now another Tyler connection here. A good friend of both Tyler and mine, another Chicago musician, George Adrian, also lives out in L.A. nowadays. But for all the people that listen to this podcast that were going to the Thirsty Whale in the 80s, I'm sure you saw the band Cherry Rocket, and I think most everyone knows George Adrian because he was quite the guitar shredder. The guy's pretty darn amazing. He can do just about anything on guitar. Well, he's been always working with music in one form or another, and he has his first, I believe his first solo album out under his name. It's coming out actually on Tuesday. It's called Road Trip, but George was kind enough to send me a copy of it. And Tyler plays bass on this Road Trip release from George Adrian. So all you Cherry Rocket fans, this is going to be a departure from what you're used to in Cherry Rocket. But, you know, your musical vocabulary does grow as you go through life playing, being a musician and playing. So this is something a little bit different for the podcast, too. But being that George was such a part of the Chicago music scene, I thought it's important to share this one. So again, this is George Adrian, brand new release called Road Trip, comes out Tuesday. And this is a tune called The Grass Is Dying.
Mama, you did your
Chicago rocker George Adrian from his new album, Road Trip, comes out this Tuesday. That tune was called The Grass Is Dying, which is happening here in the Chicago area pretty soon. Winter is going to be here before we know it. You've been listening to episode 35 of the Radio Bypass podcast. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. Thanks for checking out another episode. We've just got time for one more song today, but we'll be back next Sunday with a whole bunch of great rock and roll. If you've got any comments, if you want to drop me a line, let me know what you think or something you want to hear, please do so. My email address is ralph@radiobypass.com. And once again, it was a rough week. The Las Vegas massacre, Tom Petty. Definitely a sad week. So my prayers go out to all the families affected by what's happened in Las Vegas. And boy, I sure hope we don't see any more of these mass shootings. It seems like it's just getting more and more out of hand every day. So let's hope that that gets reeled in before it gets even worse. All right, I will be back next Sunday. I'm going to leave you with one more new song from a new release. 2017, just a couple weeks ago, Blackstone Cherry put out a six-song EP called Black to Blues. So these songs aren't new, but their versions of them are. So I'm going to leave you with one called Built for Comfort. Talk to you next week.
Built for comfort, I wouldn't build for speed. them good girl needs.